Hello and welcome back. If you're one of our long-time listeners, it's lovely to have you back with us again. If you've not listened to Upstage's 5 Minutes With before, where have you been? We've got some fantastically interesting people in here. I'm amazed it's taken you this long to find us. If you think you hear a slightly huskier version of my voice today, it's not because I'm auditioning for hospital radio, although I'm obviously open to offers, just suffering a little bit from hay fever. But if there's anyone I know who can cheer me up, it's my guest today. You know, at Upstage, we have an entire team of people that work with us on a full-time basis, delivering projects for us, designing graphics, doing all the amazing stuff that we do. We also have a whole family of people around us that we call on to help us out when we need their specialist skills. And someone who's been around with us for such a long time, she feels like family, is Monique. So Monique, welcome to 5 Minutes With. It's lovely to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you. I do feel like family. You know, I think it's been, I was trying to work it out, but I think it might be close to about 20 years.
Oh my goodness. Well, you must have started as a small child, I would imagine.
It makes me feel very old.
So what was it originally then, Monique, that got you started in events? What interested you?
Well, I came from a theatre background. So I trained as a stage manager in technical theatre at Lambda many, many moons ago.
Oh, yes.
And just, I loved theatre. It was a passion project. I just adored everything about it, the creativity, the buzz of putting on a show. But I think like all good things, at some point, you know, some certain things have to kind of come to an end.
Yeah.
And with theatre, the hours were very, very long. And also what I found was, once I'd got over the buzz of putting a show on, I was getting bored. And I think that's just because of the length of time that I was doing it. And I realized that it was just about that creativity, that short, sharp buzz that you get. You're putting a show on, and then when you're into a long run, I thought, oh, I'm done now.
And
with events, you know, it is short and snappy. You go in, you put it on, you have all the pressure of getting that event on, but then you do it maybe once, twice if you're lucky, and then you can pack up and go.
It's over. Given what we've all been through the last 2 years, the whole events business is changing radically. And of course, there's been a lot of people saying, oh, you know, such a shame and live events. But I'm more of an optimistic person. Events are changing. Are you optimistic about the fact that, you know, events are embracing technology? They're changing. They're moving on. They're moving forward.
Yeah, I think they had to, didn't they? I mean, the pandemic really, I think it made everybody stop and go, oh, okay, well, we didn't think that this would ever happen.
Yeah.
And it made us change the way that we work. And I think hybrid events, as you know, have kind of become a standard now for us. We've had to learn, you know, that the virtual way of working. But, you know, the wonderful thing now that we are getting back together and events are happening in person again, but we are doing these hybrid type of events, you know, so people don't necessarily have to fly all over the world. They can stream, they can watch it on different channels, and it's a really lovely way of doing it. I mean, I think from an organizing perspective, it's harder, you know, having to do both.
Yes, indeed. Speaking about that and about the organization, of course, you don't have just the one string to your bow of working with the events. You're, if I may say so, Monique, without sounding unnecessarily sort of sucky uppy, you're also an entrepreneur and an award-winning one too, and you have a business that revolves around planning. And tell us a little bit more about Perfect Planner.
Oh, thank you. I always feel like that's a bit like, oh, award-winning. I'm still humble, I'm still grounded. No, I run a company which is called Perfect Planner Company. It's been trading now for 5 years, but, you know, sort of been ticking along in the background. But, you know, the pandemic sort of made me go, crikey, better get on with that now and actually put you know, full time into it. Basically, we're a planner and diary company, helping people organize busy lives, juggle everything that's going on, you know, and especially, you know, I know I keep talking about the pandemic, but that really made us change our way of working at home. that we had to sort of learn how to juggle and merge our family life, our home life, personal lives, business lives. And so our products became even more in demand since then, because, you know, they are the types of planners, and not just, it's not just a diary. They really, really do help you progress in whatever area of your life you want to progress in. If it's business, we've got business planners. If it's family, family planners. If it's your health, we have health planners. And they take you on a process through a series of goal setting. And
well, yeah, I find that very interesting about, you know, and people talk a lot about journaling. There's all sorts of things at the moment around of people really taking this planning aspect seriously. And it sort of brings us full circle back to events, doesn't it? Because as we both know, that the ones that are the most successful are the ones where you really mapped out that journey, whether it was a delegate journey or a customer journey, so that the experience that people had was much richer, much more fulfilling than you know, just pretty lights and a nice stage kind of thing, that there's been some real thought and planning gone into it. So I guess the two fields of your life sort of have merged together, really, in Perfect Planner.
Yeah, and that's what kind of gave me the drive behind it, because I thought, well, this is what I'm good at. This is what I can do. I can organise things with my eyes closed. So how can I channel this into another way? And I do think, you know, I always say, and I've got a little slogan, that every goal needs a plan. And I use this all the time. And it's whether it's an event and the goal is to create this amazing event, or whether it's to start a business, or whether it's just to load the dishwasher. It actually doesn't matter. If you've got a goal, plan for it, make it happen. So that's kind of how it came about.
No, I think those are words to live by, Monique. And I think, you know, it's been fascinating to chat to you and hear about how your two worlds have collided, but you're bringing something special to each of them. So, of course, we wish you the best of luck with Perfect Planner. But, you know, with the awards flooding in, it doesn't sound like you need it at the moment. But also, we very much look forward to the opportunity of working with you again on one of our programs, because you always bring something very special to them. So,
thank you.
No, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today, Monique. And we'll look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone who's listening. Don't miss out on the next one, which will be coming soon. I've been Matthew Wall. It's been a real pleasure to be with you today. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.